The Huronia Grey Jays traveled to the Barry Sports Complex to play a doubleheader against Barry Blue, one of the league's top teams. The Jays gave Barry all they could handle in the first game, with Barry initially taking a 7-2 lead after two innings with two in the first and five in the second. The Grey Jays' defense then held Barry scoreless in the third, and after scoring one in the third and the maximum five in the top of the fourth, the Jays had an 8-7 lead heading into the bottom of the fourth. The strength of Barry prevailed at that point, scoring the maximum five runs in both the fourth and fifth innings. But the Grey Jays did not give up, scoring the maximum five in the sixth to tighten the score to 17-15 in favor of Barry. Against one of the league leaders, this was a strong outing by the Jays and normally would have won against most teams. However, the game ended at 19-15 for Barry Blue. The bottom of the order of John Fisher, 4-for-4, Randy Massicott, 3-for-4, and Ken Lockhart, 4-for-4, shown in the Jays' offensive effort, getting 12 hits and scoring 9 of the 15 runs. The second game started well, but ended controversially when the teams could not reconcile the scoring. The Jays had trailed Barry for most of the game until the top of the seventh, when they needed a big inning to tie the score. By rule, a team can only score a maximum 5 runs in each of the first 6 innings, but the seventh is an open inning to allow the team that is behind a chance to tie or win the game. And the Grey Jays attempted to make a big comeback in the seventh by batting around the order, with all 12 Jays getting a turn at bat. Tom Robitaille provided the major catalyst in the inning with an impressive inside-the-park home run. The Jays scored 8 runs in the inning and seemed to have tied the game. But the Barry scorer immediately insisted they had won 18-13. By rule, the home team, in this case Barry, sends in the final score, and there was no opportunity to work out where the discrepancy in scoring may have occurred. However, the Jays could take consolation in how well they played and showed they could give one of the top teams a tough battle. Simcoe Muskoka League standings: Barry Green 9 wins 1 loss, Barry Blue 8 wins 2 losses, Aurelia 7 wins 3 losses, Grey Jays 3 wins 7 losses, Wasaga 2 wins 8 losses, Bracebridge 1 win 9 losses.